And good afternoon, Australia, and good evening, America. You're live listening to Radio Tony Everyday Business Show with John Williams and the Power of You. Now, just a quick reminder, whilst we're live streaming into Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, you can catch up on any of the shows that you've missed by jumping onto BBS Radio. .com/Radio Tony, or you can jump on either of our websites, that's radiotony.com or Andrea.solutions, no.com, it's just Andrea.solutions. Now, my amazing co-host, we had a really wonderful pre-show chat this week, but before I get on with the show, I just want to remind you that John and his partner Tanya have the Andrea.solutions and the Andrea method, which is an method to inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you are meant to be and not who you were told to be. So John has an amazingly long history in international business, and we had a fascinating conversation yesterday, rather Monday, in our pre-show meeting. But this week, the third module of the Andrea method is what we're going to be discussing. But before we do that, I'm going to hand over to John for a brief description of what the Andrea method is.
Hi, Tony. It's great to be
here.
Hi. Yay. Yay. It's fun time. Time to play again. What is the Andrea method? Okay, so the Andrea method is a way of inserting a gap between the trigger and your reaction. We basically argue that everything that you have in your life today, the results that you are enjoying or not enjoying today, are a result of who you are being, who you are turning up as. And more often than not, that's about the gap between trigger and reaction, or better still, trigger and response. So what we do in the Andrea method is we help people discover that they have a default position, just like when they switch their iPhone or their Galaxy on in the morning, it comes up with a default screen. So do they wake up with a default screen. And when we understand that we all have a default position that comes from what's happened to us in the past and the way in which we've learned, because that's evolution, Tony. We go stay alive thus far. We're all the product of the patterns, spotting the patterns that kept our ancestors alive, whereas others perished. We're still that animal at heart. We still look for patterns and we learn from those patterns. And then when we see what we perceive to be the same thing happening again, we react in the way that was successful in the past. Now, that was all very well when we were running away from lions and tigers. But now that we are dealing with bosses and spouses and the uncles at Christmas lunch and peoples, it's not quite the same. So we have to learn to be able to control our thinking, to be able to control how our reticular activating system, our RAS, responds and put it in service of what we want out of life. So the second part is to create a new you, and that is about getting clear on who you really were born to be. So is that, you can get out there and you can inspire, influence, and impact your world by being who you were born to be, not who you've been told to be. And that can be, you make a decision. You can make a decision. You can sit there and think about it and go, so who is it? Who is it that I want to be? What is it? What impact do I want to make on this world? And what contribution can I make to it? Then we talk about how you can use your language to make that a reality in your imagination, and how you've got to be really careful about the language that you use. And I'm going to quote my friend Hafa says, never forget, listeners, that the words you use become the house you live in. Those are the things that people are hearing. That's what the world is seeing of you, is the words that you use become the house you live in, and you never know who's listening. The last part about creating a new you is about the willingness to do it, and that's responsibility. Yes. Are you being responsible? Are you taking ownership, accountability, and responsibility for what's going on? Or are you a cork in the surf taking what's left over from what everybody else wants? Are you in blame and shame mode? Are you making excuses? Yeah. Are you denying the reality of your situation? Now, sometimes, I'd touch very quickly on this, that deniability can come from our patterns. What we know is that the information that we get in is filtered by our belief systems, by what we've had in the past, by our lives to date. We only get a fraction of the billions of pieces of information. And the United States at the moment, fractured as it is on a political basis, is an absolute picture of that, dealing with that reality. And I'm probably going to refer back to the elections a few times as we go through the next module. I did my preparation this morning and it dawned on me. There's some good discussions that might happen around Christmas tables between families that voted Trump and families that voted Biden, and this great divide. And perhaps we can give some hints as to how people can actually approach those things as we go through the third module, which is conscious action, and we're going to talk about that today, Tony. So there we are. That's a brief on Andrea.
Thanks so much, John. The purpose of these business shows has always been to highlight the power that you can have in your life simply by changing the way you do, react, and think. And part of the reason I'm passionate about talking with John about the Andrea Method is that it gives you tools that help you change your life. So if you have gotten to the end of 2020 and decided, hell, I don't want another year like this, I want to have a different life in 2021, then now's the time to listen to what we're trying to talk to you about, that power to change your life, that power to get different results from what you've been having is in your hands. And John and the team at Andrea Solutions have a method that will help you do those things in a handheld way. The online course is set up such that you can do it at your own pace. There are a number of ways in which you can do the course, i.e. there are audible components, there are visual components, i.e. videos, and there are workbooks. And so your hand is held through this process so that you can start to get different results in 2021. And I just wanted to go back again to some of what we're seeing in 2020 in America. And John and I talked about this earlier in the week and had a conversation around what is the difference between reality and what is being played out in many people's media, social media, etc. We had a conversation, didn't we, John, about looking for evidence. And the conversation was around this goes back to your Christmas table, lunchtime discussion, Trump versus Biden, etc., which we know will play out across many Christmas lunch tables this year in particular. And it's that discussion around what is real and what isn't. So, John, do you want to carry on with talk a little bit further about that looking for evidence of reality?
Yeah, I'll pick up on that, Tony. If I can go quickly back to what the Andrea Method is. People want to make a change in their life. You got to make a plan. As we say in the course, you know, nothing exists in this world that didn't exist previously in somebody's imagination. So if you want to make a change in your life, you need to be able to see a way to a different life. And what the Andrea Method is for a few clicks, you can have a plan that'll give you the basis on which you can start changing your life. And it's right there. We've done the homework for you. We've gone and read the thousands of books and put tens of thousands of hours into and dedicated research. Our lives. I mean, I've been looking at the way human nature works for the last 32 years. And obviously, I haven't spent all my time in doing it, but you know, Tanya has been in it for probably a similar period of time. So we're not spring chickens.
Yes.
But this is a template from which you can discover your own pathway, and the advice and the knowledge that's in here is about helping you discover your path, because it's going to be different from mine. So that's what the Andrea method essentially is. And getting back to this issue of what's real and what's not, and looking for the
evidence.
Because
it actually ties into module 3 about responsibility, accountability, and reality, doesn't it, John, which is why we're bringing it into the conversation today.
Well, yeah, in particular, it is where you focus. So diving into that situation, everything, you know, quantum physicists tell us everything is affected by the act of observation.
Yes.
So the molecular behavior is affected by observers. Another way of looking at that might be to say, hey, we all therefore must have our own truth. We must have our own truth. What we are seeing, we're seeing through our own filters. And so it's very true to us, but it may not be true to your brother or your sister or even your kids. In fact, your kids are a classic example. They seldom understand what their parents say. It's amazing how much smarter parents get between a child being 16 and 21. You know, parents just learn so much over that period of time. And that's about perception, right? So what I would go to here is that we all have our own version of the truth, and because basically we are creating what we see. And as I mentioned last week, 60% of our visual, what we are seeing, is created by our visual cortex.
Yes.
So that's coming from inside. Our brains, our eyes are filling in the hole, filling in the gaps, which is why our vision doesn't look like when you're walking down the road with a video camera. So the thing is then that's our reality. And we talk about this, the Trump-Biden thing. So let's go there and talk about the reality. The more you focus on what you believe, the more you'll see evidence that supports
of that truth.
That truth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this happens in whatever you are looking at. If you go and buy a new car, you will see that a lot of those new cars on the road, you'll see them because you're now conscious, you're now aware of them, you make yourself aware of them. We cannot take in all the information around us. It is not possible. So therefore we take in that we focus on. And this is an important thing about using our reticulated activating system, which I'll now call the RAS. Okay, it's a little piece that sits at the back of your head here, and that's the way you get your instant reactions from. It says, oh, that looks like that, so act like that, that'll save your butt. Now understand that
it doesn't get it right.
That is lizard level thinking, okay? And its only purpose is to keep you alive. It doesn't care if you're happy. All it cares is that you are alive long enough to breed. That's it. That's its evolutionary purpose.
Lizard
brain. It doesn't care about your satisfaction, and it doesn't care about your relationships, except that if it might put you in danger, that's it. It's a very but we can program this part of our brain by choosing
differently
to focus. Well, yeah, we can choose to where we put our attention. This is when we talk about conscious action. Where are we going to put our attention? Okay. Going to our Christmas lunch now. So you've got a relative that's turning up that you know is just far out, you know, probably New Green Deal type person, and you're a solid conservative person and you're stuck with your Republican beliefs and you voted for Trump, and you know you're going to get attacked for that, right? So, you know, different focuses, and you're taking on board different sets of information, because you can't, most people, unless they deliberately go and look at the evidence, and this is getting to this point, unless they deliberately go and look at the evidence, that they pick up accidentally will be what their RAS is looking for. It'll be to support their own arguments as to where they are and what that is and all the rest of it, okay? But it doesn't have to be that way. So you've got these two political views that are going to come, oh, we don't talk about politics, but you need to because, well, you will because you know it's going to happen. How do you deal with that? Well, I'll say, use this, this phrase, to the degree that you can change who you show up as is the degree to which you can change those around you. So the degree to which you can change who you show up as is the degree to which you can change those who show those around you. And as Gandhi said, be the change you want to see in the world.
In the world,
So in simple terms, again, last time we talked about living life with a question mark.
Yes.
If you want to have your crazy left-wing greenie relative hear what you have to say, you have to put a question mark after your beliefs.
Yes.
You have to put a question mark. So Trump is the greatest president ever. If you really believe that, and I'm not disparaging that belief, if you want to be able to communicate with someone who thinks AOC is going to be the best president America's ever going to have, you have to be prepared to put a question mark after Trump is the greatest president ever. Really? Is Trump What's is the greatest evidence? Question? Well, that's where we go to evidence. That's what, if you're prepared to change your perspective, and this goes about creating change in your life. So I don't care whether you've been super, super successful, right? And you've done, you know, how to make millions of dollars. Great. You've got, you know, if you want to still want to make a change, you're still going to have to put a question mark after the things that you are doing and who you are being.
Yes.
Because unless you do that, you're just going to repeat the same pattern and you might die rich, but you won't die satisfied because you haven't achieved what you want to be.
Yeah.
So living life with a question mark is massively important in taking conscious action because it creates the possibility that things can be another way.
Changed. Yes.
Yes, it can be another way. So Trump might not be the best president ever. And the fact that you come to the table going...
thinking and allowing.
Well, allowing and questioning with that question and say, I believe Mr. Trump is the greatest president ever, but I'm interested in knowing your perspective.
Hearing,
Right? And you can't just say the words. It's got to come from the heart. You've got to genuinely want to hear, right? Love and gratitude, and this is the last part of the we've gone about this. We've skipped the first two lessons in consciousness, but we've gone to the last one. But love and gratitude is the key. Presuming you love or care about this person, the crazy Green New Deal friend of yours that thinks AOC is going to be the best president ever, presuming you love them enough to sit down for dinner with them, they matter enough in your life for that, then perhaps you can find the love to listen respectfully to their perspective. And guess what that will do? I'll guarantee you.
What will that do?
Well, look, there's two things they're going to do. One, they're going to respond in kind, and that's most likely. The most likely scenario is they will mirror you and respond in kind. But if they don't, you're not the jackass in the room, are you?
No.
So don't be the jackass.
Mm.
Go in there with a question mark. Be prepared to question your own beliefs, all of your own beliefs, because there is no reality. I've just been previewing a book, The Case Against Reality, and it's really interesting. It deals with science. It questions that whether reality is real, you know, whether our senses are finely tuned to reality. And so we can rely on our senses to say, well, that is the reality of life or not. The counter argument is that, in fact, what we perceive is like icons on your computer screen. When you see a blue file, little file thing that represents your work, you know your work isn't blue. You know that it's not shaped like a clean little file. You know that. In fact, it's a whole bunch of computer software and voltages and whatnot. And as the guy says in this, and I've forgotten his name now, so forgive me. If you had to swap voltages every time you needed to send an email, nobody would hear from you. It's a convenient packaging of an idea that you can click on and go, okay, so that file represents all my work. I can click on it and I can use that file. That's the counter-argument, evolution, that in fact our senses are like icons and they are a convenient way to access actions that keep us alive. So we will do that because of that. It's actually got nothing to do with reality, but this is my point here, is that you can create a new you. You can create whatever it is you want to create in your life.
Yes.
You have to be persistent and you have to bring your people with you. So if you've been a big Trump supporter, you can be an AOC supporter in the future if you want to take on board different evidence. And yes, you will hit resistance.
Different perspectives.
So you know, you in the workplace, you might be perceived as being the production person. But you might need to change that perception and show that you have an understanding of marketing and leadership and those sorts of things. You can achieve that. You can achieve that and you will change people's perceptions and it will take time. But this is why a methodology, this is why a plan, this is why the Andrea method, right? And you know, and again, people want to get more detail on that, they go to Andrea, Andrea.solutions. That's our front page. You'll see an orange button that says learn more. Click on that and you can read through what's in the curriculum of the Andrea method and get a better understanding of those modules. Or better still, go and listen to the previous two programs because we talked about discovering your default and create a new you. And there's a lot more in that. But yeah, look, this idea that you want to change the black and white. There is a million shades of different colors and a million rainbows in between black and white. You have to be prepared to see them. You have to be prepared to open your eyes and take another look. And that's when the opportunities start coming in.
That's where the growth in that's where the growth is in your ability to open your mind to other perspectives. That's where you'll grow and that's where you'll change, isn't it, John?
Absolutely, and that's where people will help you. That's where you know the United States of America is without question the greatest hegemony and power that the world history has ever seen. Yes. And the one thing that I do know about everybody who voted for anybody in this election that's just passed is that they are there for the good of America. They voted because they cared. So let's start from that point, that the crazy AOC supporter,
Biden voter, voted for,
and the Trump voter, they both voted for the good of America.
Cared enough to vote.
And they've did it for the – so start at that point. As the Dalai Lama once said when asked, why is it that he greets the President of the United States the same way as he greets the chambermaid? He answered, he says, I greet the human first and only look at the differences where necessary. You are both humans.
Yes.
You both care about America. Get your ideas together. Spend the conversation going, well, hang on, let's look for commonalities. Let's look for where we can go. Now, this produces ideas. More often than not, having people think, well, you cannot create. I'd suggest you can't. The idea of creating innovation from having like-minded people sitting around a table is somewhat fanciful.
Doesn't happen.
You need to have people that don't think like the group think. They can see things from a different
result.
So you get, hence the need for diversity and diversity of thinking and diversity of gender and background and ethnicity. It's these are, yes, all sorts of things that add to innovation and ideas. So, yeah, I'm going to encourage people to go and have a chat about politics this Christmas dinner.
Christmas.
Because be there with love. Be there prepared to question your own perceptions and be there, yes, to listen. And if you do that from the heart,
yes,
genuinely, the very worst outcome, you won't be the jackass. Best outcome, you'll have actually achieved something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing is too, John, that just because you come to a conversation with an open heart and curiosity does not necessarily mean that others will. However, you set the environment by being the one who is curious and coming with love. So you set the environment. And if you think about that Christmas lunchtime table, you want it to stay relatively calm and enjoyable. So if you come in with that loving perspective and an open heart and ready to listen, that will somewhat negate the angst that may come from such a conversation. Yeah,
when you, conversations come from the heart,
yes,
even if they're difficult, you know, yes, then people realize it's, you're being authentic. You know, if you, yeah, go in there and you say, and you say, oh, listen, I'm going to say the words that John said because I'm going to go in there and say, oh, yeah, I'm ready to listen. If you're doing it because I'm suggesting you do it, don't do it, because,
yeah,
the other person's going to spot you a million miles away and you're going to be back where you started because you're not being genuine.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is the same thing about, this is when we talk about conscious action. Right. We,
yes.
And I think I want to go to this here is that most, yes, people think that they will, if they have the car, then they'll do whatever it is that, you know, if they have the money, I'll give away money to charity, right? And then I'll be happy. That's not the way that life works.
Yeah.
The way life works is who you are being determines the actions that you will take, because we humans, we work by patterns. We're in,
yes,
a temptation to use the word lazy here, but we're not. We just repeat patterns. We,
yes,
you know, and if you have any doubt about that, just look at the popularity of blue jeans on fashion. Fashion proves,
yes,
that we are herd animals and that we will comply. There's no, yes, question about that. So who we are being is ultimately important in how we respond to the world.
Yes.
We very, very few of us will ever have the energy to consciously think about every single part of our day and the way in which we react to whatever stimulus comes in. But the truth is, we don't know when we are being observed, or we know we're being observed right now, at least I hope so, because we're out here trying to be observed. But this,
yes,
is a
rest
very
assured, people will be watching.
This is very much an unusual situation, right? So, but when,
yes,
you're in your normal environment, you're relaxed and whatever,
yes,
then the core of who you are being is going to come out. When you're off your guard,
yeah,
it's going to come out. And who you are,
yeah,
being determines your actions. Now, you can use that default position by adjusting it. You can, by default reactions, you can actually say, no, I have a vision for the world. We talk about creating that in new you. I have a vision,
yes,
for the world. And if that vision is going to come into being, I have to be that person. And this is when we talk about conscious action. So what do we mean by conscious action?
Yes.
Okay, it's making a decision that you are going to respond to a trigger and not react. Okay, we're going to build new synapses in our brain by making a decision.
Which is possible.
Which is possible. It's infinitely possible. You can, you know, create more brain capacity and make changes in your brain ad infinitum. In fact, it's encouraged as a way of seeing off senility. So the yes. more you use your brain, the better off your chances are you will be. So the point I'm making here is that you make a decision to be someone other than who you are being now. If you are just outside the C-suite and you want to be in the C-suite, then make a decision of who you need to be inside that
to
C-suite.
To be a CEO, yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
To be there, to be a CIO, CEO, CMO, whatever, however much use you've got, right? If yeah. you're not on the team, if you've missed the cut, then what does it take to get on the team? Who do you have to be to be on the team?
Mm-hmm.
Make that decision. Get real about where you are now. Speak the truth about yourself. Understand who you are, where you are at. There will be a gap. I guarantee
it can be
you.
Challenging, though, can't it, John? Like to sit and honestly look at who you are and where you want to go. I know I've been thinking about this the last few days in particular after our conversation on Monday and in preparation for this interview today, and it actually caused me to think about a certain reaction or reactionary way that I react to certain people who say certain things. And it actually stopped
example.
Me in my it stopped me in my tracks thinking, I don't want to be that person. And it was only because I was now conscious that I wanted to be calmer. And in wanting to be calmer, I had to first recognize when I wasn't being calm, and I had to make sure that I stopped myself when I realized I wasn't being calm, and then proceed the way that I wanted to be rather than being how I used to be. And I've really been trying very hard this week to do that, so I understand the hard work it takes to do that, because you have to like take a breath, don't you, John? You have to take a breath, stop yourself and go, oh, I'm not as calm as I'd like to be. Therefore, this is what I'm going to do until it becomes my overriding habit to be calm versus anxious. Yeah?
And that's a perfect example, Tony, of taking conscious action. You're conscious of, you know, you're using your awareness of awareness. The thing that makes humans unique is we're aware that we are aware.
Yes.
Right? So we know that we think, whereas so many animals, this apparently is the gift of our big brains. And but that's a, you know, classic example. In creating a new you, you have decided who you want to be. You put parameters around that behavior and the way in which you wish to behave. That means that when that stimulus comes and you get the reaction, because it's still going to come, your RAS is programmed and it works 24-7. It doesn't ever stop. It works at night. It's working in your dreams. It's 24-7.
Yes.
So when that you get that, so you hit that person that you feel the way about, right? That stop you, right? You then go, okay, now I have a script, I have a pattern that I'm going to implement here. This is what I'm going to do. You've thought about this beforehand. You are now taking conscious action to deal with this. As I said, you are taking a conscious action. So you want to go back to our Christmas lunch. You walk in there. You're full of love because you don't want to have separation in the family. You can laugh about your different political views and you're interested in having the conversation. You've made a conscious decision to not come in there, bolted down in your own position. You've come to be open and to listen. And yes, you can make decisions about, okay, so what if they go, you're just being weak, like my stepson said to me about once about apologizing for my poor behavior when I realized it was poor behavior. oh, that's weak. You can choose your reaction. Don't just go, oh, I'm going to be angry. You can just go, okay, walk away. Don't be the jackass in the room. I'm sure you had a pattern in your mind that you said, okay, I'm going to respond in this manner.
Change that. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so you do, you take a breath and you go, all right. And yes, that is the real trick. But you are now being somebody else other than what you were being before. And that action, the more you can be who you want to be, the more natural that reaction becomes. And the more practices, so your action falls out of who you are being. And if people want to know more about that, it's go to Andrea, Andrea.solutions. Don't add anything else after it. And there's an orange button there, learn more. It'll take you to the curriculum and you can learn more about it. If you want to go ahead with the course, there's a buy button at the bottom. So first thing about conscious action is working it out who you want to be and then understanding that finding that gap between being who you are now and where you want to be. You know, Tony, I went through the course this morning. Looking at the conscious action part. I made six pages of notes, right? Six pages of notes of stuff that I've forgotten. So
I was going to say, just to remind listeners that John and his partner Tanya wrote this program. They know it inside out, but John still goes back and because that's the thing. If you're engaged in wanting a better life and different results, then you're engaged in continuous learning and change. So even John, who wrote the program, still goes back and still learns something new. That's the power of a circular learning such as Andrea Solutions, isn't it?
Mm. Absolutely it is. And there's just an awful lot in this whole thing. And the next thing, well, one of the things I want to talk about is if you get that reaction from your relative that they want to take the mickey out of you and put you down because you're actually being open and willing to have this
vulnerable.
Vulnerable, you're willing to be developed. You can guarantee they're acting out of fear. So there's no point in barking at them because they will bark back. Just love them.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's fine. You know, just when you're ready to talk to me, I'm willing to talk, but obviously I'm not going to change my view of the world until I get evidence to the contrary. The other thing which comes up free.
That's so helpful, John.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. And I say, don't go in there and do it just because I say so. But if you can do it from your heart, then yes. All right. One of the things that people talk about in achieving their outcomes in life that they want, they find that there are just things that just stop them dead. All right.
Yes.
I just can't get. We talk about those things in accountability and in terms of considerations. Most of the things that stop us from taking the action that we should take are considerations that we have. Oh, I can't change her political views again. I can't change political views because I have been of this persuasion for all of my life. Everybody knows that I am of this persuasion, that this is my reputation. And in fact, some people, their jobs depend on that situation, how they are perceived. Yes. In my case, if I go back to my ex-wife, she had a perception of who I was. I then all of a sudden put it on her. Well, that's not me. Guess what? I want to change. That didn't go down terribly well. There are much better ways in which one can approach these things than point blank. Telling your wife you want to bail out of your lifestyle that's keeping her in the custom to which she, the manner to which she wants to become accustomed, to which she is accustomed. And this is the point of having method, having a plan, having a way of discussing this, finding the language. All of this is in the Andrea method, finding the language, the way in which you can explain this. And as I said to you before, Tony, you find going around this, because it's a circular model, that in the first time you go around, there might be a lot of stuff you don't get. Just hang in there. Keep going. Keep walking. Keep doing the next lesson. Move on. Do the best you can. Do the videos. Do the workbooks. That's the minimum. Do the video. Yes.
Yeah.
In the summary, as you say, you've watched the video several times, taken notes, and done the workbooks. That's what the workbooks are about, to force you to take notes, force you to do the work, you know?
Yes.
And then move on. You might not get it all first time, but you keep coming back to it. Yeah, that's right. And this is a base level plan that will help you make a change in your life. From dissatisfied to satisfied. It'll help you understand who it is that you really are. It'll help you understand why you react the way you do.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it going to be all things to all people? I'm sure it's not, Tony, but it is a pretty good place to start.
Help lots.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, the little thing I can say to people now, if you can work out what it is in the world that you think that you would like to see change, the one thing that if you could get on and do that and or help to do that, that it would make a difference, then work out what you can do to contribute to that. If it's ending world hunger, can you grow a garden?
How do you,
teach other people to grow a garden in your place?
Yes.
You just start small. It doesn't have to be massive, but you make a change in your life aligned with your vision, and then you tell somebody about it. That's right. Mm-hmm. And then guess what? Guess what you're doing? You're influencing, inspiring, and impacting your world by being who you were born to be, not by being who you're told to be. All of a sudden, you're making an impact. A little one, fine. It gets bigger. You build your muscle, and you move on. If your actions are aligned with your true vision, and you act for the mission, and here's a really important point. Don't make it about succeeding or not succeeding. It doesn't matter if your plants grow or not. It doesn't matter if your relative decides to not be nice to you or not. It doesn't matter. Reward yourself for doing the right thing. Reward yourself for being in the process. It's the action that you take. And this is the essence of Andrea. This is where we got the name Andrea from, because Andrea is the ancient Greek virtue of taking yourself on for the betterment of yourself. So to actually change your thinking, and it's often portrayed as having the courage, using the example of hand-to-hand combat. It's not whether you lived or died in hand-to-hand combat. It was whether you could find the courage to stand.
To get up and fight.
To get up and fight. Well, we don't have to do hand-to-hand combat. We're not here in Australia. America gets a bit worried, but I'm not suggesting that we get out there on the streets, and that's up to their political situation. But what I am saying is that taking yourself on, moving, people talk about a comfort zone, all right? So there's a comfort zone, and, you know, this is not a comfort zone. It's a misery
zone.
It's
uncomfortable.
Right?
It's not fun.
If you just sit in there, then it's not as if it's staying the same size and you're staying. It gets uncomfortable because the world keeps pushing in on you.
Yes.
You are at effect. The world is affecting you. You are at effect. Yeah. You are not causing. And that's the difference. So you can, life is uncomfortable. Life is uncomfortable. Yeah? So you might as well be uncomfortable on the front foot.
And getting to the place that you want to be.
Yeah. As opposed to on the back foot for trying to avoid being in struggle street. If you're always fearful of what you're going to lose, then you'll never gain anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we really have to be prepared to when you get that feeling inside, that yucky feeling.
Yes.
Right? go to the evidence. Go to the evidence. I'll share with the listeners that on Monday morning, this I woke up with a full-blown anxiety attack. Well, John, what are you doing having an anxiety attack? Because I'm a human. And I suffer from anxiety. But the difference between my past and now is I didn't let that stop me. I just acknowledged it. I know that it's there, and I know it'll be back, right? Looked at the evidence, found that, you know what, there was some reason there for me to be anxious and for me to feel that way. But in reality, it was all still to come. I was worrying about the future. So I got up, went and did some exercise. In my case, it was swim. That's a good way of shaking it off. And then proceeded to act on what I decided were the things I was going to do that day. I got on with my agenda. Got on with my day, got on with doing what needed to be done in defiance of the yelling going on in my head.
Yeah.
Danger, you know, it's got danger, will want some danger, you know.
I really like that analogy because both John and I suffer from anxiety, and we've had this conversation before, and anxiety is like that danger, Will Robertson, danger, danger, danger. And when you are in that anxious moment, you have to work hard to take action to get yourself out of that. And before I learnt those skills, and I did have to learn them, I would be just unable to do anything, go anywhere, because I was so anxious about a future that hadn't come to pass and may not come to pass. So, it's about taking that conscious action, deciding, I don't want to live like this anymore. I don't want to be so anxious that I can't live a great life. I don't want to be that person anymore. And again, it comes back to the methodology behind Andrea, the Andrea method, and that these are the things, this is a plan you need to follow to change that thing which you don't want to keep battling with.
Yeah, there's a set of tools in there, Tony. There's tools, a set of tools that people will access, and ways of looking at the way in which we encourage people to get in touch with what's going on and going, hey, you know what? I'm telling myself these stories. Here's the bottom line of it. Life is a story. We are all making the story up as we go along. Yep. Some of us are just taking the default position and just letting it wander along, and we take whatever is left. Others are writing the story and going, you know what? This is where I am, and this is what I'm going to do, and these are the actions I'm going to take, and I'm going to be conscious of my thinking in this way. And when I feel that feeling, I'm going to make these decisions to alleviate that feeling, and I'm going to do the best I can. And I have this dream that my world is going to be like this, and my life, my role in it is that. And I'm taking action, conscious action towards it every day. And I'm cool because I'm taking that conscious action, and I'm happy and content because I'm taking that action towards this meaningful vision of the world, this meaningful outcome. Yeah. And if that comes about, that will be magic. And if it doesn't, it won't be for the want of me trying. And I just acknowledge that it's such a big thing. To live in a world of enlightened citizens and leaders, that's huge. We've got so much work to do in front of us. It might never happen, but so therefore I'm okay about rewarding myself for the actions taken.
Yes,
not whether I win or lose, whether this particular battle or this particular thing, because we're human. We all fall off the bus at some stage. We all fall, we talked about responsibility, and we did that quick lesson on responsibility that our listeners can go back and check out on the last broadcast if they wish.
Yes.
But the thing about the line, we all at some point in time, because we're too tired, we're too sore, we're too this, we're too that, to the other, we go, oh no, I'm just not gonna, I just can't get up. So it's not a question of whether that sort of thing is going to happen to you. It will. The question is whether, the question is whether you will stay there. Yeah, the question is whether you will stay there or how long you'll stay there. Because what you'll find is the more you're prepared to take responsibility and the more you have a plan for your life and a purpose in your life.
Yes, the better things are.
Then the more you're able to go, okay. I had a client this week who's starting her own business, and she had a really tough week or so, and she said, all right, so this is when John said to me, I need to get out my vision statement and read it and go, understand why I'm doing this. And I go, okay, so it's not about whether I got that sale or not. It wasn't about whether I cop that complaint or not. It wasn't about I got that bad job review or not. It wasn't about that it appears Mr. Trump has lost the election. It's not about that or it's win or Biden won. Data is data. Data is data. Learn to treat whatever it is as data. What it is about is where you are going. What is the? Are you making progress?
Motion.
Yes.
Progress. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about the destination.
We're running out of time, but I really want to go very quickly to gratitude. Yes. Okay, because gratitude really is the key to it all, and the most important thing is to be grateful for everything, not just the good stuff. Be grateful for the bad stuff. Get grateful for, I mean, it's in 2020, I'm publishing a blog, hopefully today, he says, but 2020 has been a butt kicker of a year, but can we accept that this, to make
great
meaning,
learnings.
Well, to make meaning of all the death and destruction that's gone on in 2020, right? We are here now, need to say, great, that's happened, and we're going to make that into something. We're going to recreate our world from this point.
Yes.
And we're going to be grateful for that happening, good and bad. Yeah, it's and that's, you know, grateful is a neutral term. I'm grateful for everything that's happened because I then can deal with the data and I move on to create something new from that.
And on that note, John, we are out of time, but I just want to remind the listeners first that each of these last shows has a downloadable attached to it. So if you've listened to the show and you want some more information, either go to andrea.solutions or radiotony.com under the co-host section. You will find the downloadables that attach to each of these shows. So if you want some exercises to do and some prompts to get you thinking about this into the future, the downloaders bulls are there. Before we completely run out of time, I just really want to say thank you to all the listeners and the viewers of Radio Tony Everyday Business. A huge thank you to my co-host John Williams for his vulnerability in allowing us to discuss these subjects live on air to a live audience. I'm very appreciative of you, John, and the method of Andrea that you created that will help people in the future. So I'm going to sign off now, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm going to quickly hand over to John so he can say goodbye. And that's it for me. Over to you, John.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Yeah, and thank you for having me. It's lovely. It's lovely being here. And I do wish our listeners all over the world that might be having a tough at the moment, make the most of Christmas. Do the best you can. Laugh and love and forgive and be grateful for what we have. And Merry Christmas to all.
And we will be back in 2021. Bye for now.